Here's kind of a bit of feedback in a different way. WHQR has been honored as one of 10 winners of the Coastal Entrepreneur of the Year Award. The awards are co-sponsored by the Greater Wilmington Business Journal and the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship at UNCW. We'll receive our award at a breakfast next Tuesday at the Birney Center on the UNCW campus. The newspaper story about our award, WHQR Rebuilds Station Standing, mentioned our recovery from crippling debt, the purchase of our facilities in 2014, and the expansion of our programming with the advent of Classical HQR. These and other moves, the paper noted, engendered greater community confidence in the nonprofit's future. Well, I'll take that feedback any day. Congratulations and thanks to our wonderful staff, our supportive board, and a community, that's y'all, that never let us down. Debbie Elliott wrote, "Anyone who thinks Diane Rehm is balanced should listen to the show on Wednesday of this week. Wow, she is really tearing into Bernie Sanders in a highly biased manner. Just saying." Listener Nick wrote, "Since I moved from Raleigh, I had a satellite subscription to listen to NPR all day without the classical music. I was impressed with the new format last year and began listening to your station. I was disappointed this week when you decided to repeat Here and Now at 12 and 2 instead of giving us a two-hour block of two different hours of one of the best shows in your lineup. Is it a money issue? Please revert back to the former schedule." I'm grateful to Nick and to another listener, Nancy, because Here and Now is a program we rarely hear about from listeners. Our scheduling of these midday programs is largely driven by our desire to present as much local programming as possible, such as the expanded twice-a-week Coastline at noon, plus 5 days a week of the North Carolina-based State of Things at 1 p.m. For technical reasons, running a different hour or two of Here and Now presents more challenges to operations. We are looking at how much the 2 p.m. feed of that show differs from the noon version, and if we can address the issue in a workable way, we will look at doing that. Anonymous wrote, "I faithfully listen to news stories on NPR, even though they are difficult to take in. I want to learn beyond my world here in Wilmington. On May the 8th, Radiolab had two great stories about assigning blame and judgment even in two cases where a horrible crime apparently said it all. They were excellent. They were followed by the story in This American Life, where a woman finds out that she was the victim of genital mutilation when she was a girl in Iran. The story of her father's death at the hands of the police in Iran also was very difficult to take in. I rarely have nightmares, but I had a nightmare that night. The next morning, there was an interview of a journalist writer about Syria. The descriptions of torture made me feel ill. I was just about ready to turn the radio off when Pat Marriott came on with a cheerful interview about a local nonprofit. His cheery voice and the reminder of the grassroots movements afoot in Wilmington was like a buoy with a cheery bell for my emotions. The contrast at the good things we have here was like day and night. I know we love Pat mostly for his musical contribution, but I would love it if he could interview more locals. He is good at it, and I would like to hear more of him." We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. Many thanks, as always, for your feedback.